Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The gospel must not be watered down, but it must be relevant. That's the headline. David James, with Bible in hand, comes to this broadcast table to explain that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Do you find differences in how the gospel needs to be presented in different countries and or cultures?
The content of the gospel itself never changes. The content of the gospel is centered around the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. There does need to be some contextualization, and what that means, contextualization of the gospel, that means presenting the gospel in ways that are culturally relevant. And it's not just a matter of being culturally relevant in different cultures around the world. Even in our own country, we're in a changing environment. Years ago, there was an article about how sharing the gospel in our secular age is different. We have to take into account what people know, help them unlearn some of the bad things that they may have learned in a religion that they were brought up in. There may be even illustrations in different cultures that work in one culture but don't work in another. So we need to explain the gospel in ways that are culturally relevant and fit into that culture. And here in Asia, where there is no background in many countries concerning Jesus Christ, people don't even know the name of Jesus Christ. We have to start at a different point and not take things for granted that we might take for granted. The director of Word of Life here in the Pacific Rim has developed a means of presenting the gospel called the Gospel Story Arc, where he actually starts back in the Garden of Eden and tells what happened in the garden, the fall of Adam and Eve, and how we inherited that sin nature, and goes through a very clear explanation of the gospel and putting the whole gospel in the context of history, as well as how we came to have this need and why the gospel needs to be presented and people need to take it seriously.
With his Bible in his hand, David James explaining to us that we must present the gospel today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. The gospel, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 5, is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That gospel, according to Romans 1:16, is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first, and also the Gentile. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, Jesus says he is not slack concerning his promise of the rapture, but he is not willing that anybody should perish, but all people must get saved. Actually, we can hasten the rapture of the church by winning people to Jesus Christ. That's 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12. We must publish the gospel today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...